This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of the one who loves us more than we love him, in the name of Allah, the subtle, the most generous. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. I will be speaking about anger, and in the previous programs we talked about the positive aspect of anger, and I will inshallah ta'ala continue with that. And in this program, I will say that one's love of the hereafter becomes clear when one is angry or lustful. The importance or unimportance that one gives to the hereafter becomes clear when one is angry or lustful. One only thinks of his honor in this life or his worldly position when the hereafter is unimportant for him. And as I said in the previous program, which I would mention again, that every single action that we do as Muslims should reflect the hereafter. We should do all our actions to the highest degree possible so that it reflects the hereafter. We should do it for the intention of the hereafter, for the akhirah. And it's depending on which spiritual state you are in, which degree of iman we have, and it's different, of course. But whenever we fall, whenever we sin, step up, go up, come up, and try to do your best again and again and again. So lust and anger are two traits, two powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put within the human being. The continuation of mankind is dependent on these two traits. Lust is used to attract benefits, and anger is used to keep away loss. If one did not have any lust or desire, he would not go after the things that his body needs. One would not eat if he did not have a desire for food. And when he does not eat, he would die. So it is a blessing that one has this desire for food that forces him to struggle to obtain something to eat. Sexual desires, for example, are also necessary for the prolongation of human life. Nobody would get married if sexual desires did not exist, because married life has its difficulties and bad times. For this reason, there must be a desire, a lust in man for him to marry and have children. So sexual desires are necessary for the continuation of human life. So we should not have that perspective or concept that all sexual desire or all lust and desire is bad and negative in Islam. That is not so. And actually, within the Sharia, if you commit anything that has to do with lust and desire, which is within the boundaries or the frame of Sharia, you're actually worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would get blessings and reward for it. The same goes for anger. Spiritual growth is also found in anger and lust. The social order of man would become destroyed if man did not get angry. If man was indifferent to his property being stolen, to his life being taken, or to the life of his loved ones being taken, that person would not do anything. He would not protect his money, his property, his honor. So anger is necessary to protect him or her from all sorts of losses that he or she would be faced with.
Changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying.
ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
These traits, dear brothers and sisters, lust and anger, are necessary in this world and are also necessary for the next world. One's religion is also dependent on these two traits. One must choose the middle course in these traits. One must not become, for example, too angry or not angry enough. There should be a proportion of anger. There should be a proportion of lust. The middle way is the best way. Both becoming too angry or not angry enough are mistakes. Determining the middle course is dependent on the intellect and religious decrees. One's intellect, dear brothers and sisters, when it has grown enough to be able to determine right from wrong and divine laws, guide man to finding the middle course. Becoming too angry or lustful, or not angry or lustful enough, is dangerous. A man who becomes too angry or too lustful, or not angry enough or not lustful enough, will be lower than any animal. The middle course of these two traits is the straight path, Siratul Mustaqim. One's state in the hereafter depends on his state here in this world. The person who falls off the middle course in this world will fall in the next world as well. Most of the bad things and difficulties that happen in this world are because of man's actions. So our actions will reflect which status we have in the next realm, in Barzakh. The middle course in eating, for example, is to be taken. It should not be excessive. One would be healthy if he follows the middle course regarding the desire for food. The middle course in eating is eating the necessary amount and variety of food. The Quran orders us, eat and drink, but do not be excessive. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُصْرِفِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most surely does not love those who are excessive, those who waste. And this waste could be anything from your time, your life, wasting food, wasting your property and capital, wasting anything that has to do with human life in all its dimension, and should not be specific for just eating. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has also given an order in this regard. He said that one should not eat until one is hungry and should stop eating before one is full. And that is the key to health. A proper diet would give you a proper health. Till next time, dear brothers and sisters, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you. And do remember, have the right proportion of anger and desire in anything. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. 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 Oh, oh, oh. Your love is all I need. You see how much you need to me. 'Cause your love is all I need.
what you mean to me.
Cause your love is all about me. To be all I can be. I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.